A young lady from Corona, California was devastated by the tragic death of her boyfriend. The couple had just celebrated the birth of their first child, and he had been at a nightclub and was returning with friends about 2 a.m. in the morning when the police believed that he was speeding and lost control of his vehicle and wrapped the car around a tree, killing himself and his 3 passengers. His mother said that her son loved to drink. His distraught girlfriend lamented, "I don't know why God would do this to me. My heart went out to her for her loss, but why was she blaming God for the death of her boyfriend? He was the one that was speeding, probably drunk at 2 a.m., killing himself. The incident had nothing to do with God, other than he allowed it in his sovereign will. It seems obvious that many of us nowadays think that God is nothing but a divine butler, that he's there for our convenience, to come running when we snap our sinful finger. God gave us life. He lavished his goodness upon us, and we think that we can treat him as some sort of lowly servant. It reveals how great our ignorance is and who he really is. Such an error can end in delusion of life and bitterness of soul. God owes us nothing but justice. He has no obligation at all to bless us with wealth, with health, or long life. A civil judge is under no obligation to show mercy to a guilty criminal. If there was an obligation, then it wouldn't be mercy. Mercy is unmerited. He is, however, obliged or obligated to make sure that justice is done. So it is with God. He is obligated by his very nature to manifest his divine and just wrath against all sin. And that will happen on the day that the Bible calls the great and terrible day of the Lord, the day of judgment. But he is also rich in mercy and has offered us mercy by the complete work that he did on the cross. We must receive it while we are on this side of eternity. We have to recognize that God created us to serve him, to bring glory to him, not the other way around. I think our prayers most times are filled with petitions to God to move on our behalf without regard for his will, without regard for his plan. We move on emotions and through our thinking and feelings when we approach God, being ignorant to his desire for our lives, being solely focused on what we want and how we want things to be in our life, totally neglecting his plan for our life. My suggestion is to seek God, seek the hand of God, seek the heart and mind of God. The Bible tells us in Philippians 2:5 to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Thought it not robbery being equal with God, but gave of himself and became a humble servant and humbled himself even unto the death of the cross. And because of that, God highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, that Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. Something is radically wrong in our society as we watch the news and look around our neighborhoods and communities and see how things are going with us in this year, 2022. We gotta recognize that we need to do something different. It's insanity to expect things to be different. We don't change what we do. Just a thought. God bless you. You've been on the verge with Verge. God bless you. Bye now.